CQ, CQ, CQ. Whiskey Zero, Charlie Juliet Victor. Whiskey Zero, Charlie Juliet Victor. CQ, CQ, CQ. Whiskey Zero, Charlie Juliet Victor. Whiskey Zero, Charlie Juliet Victor.
Alpha Radio Lima, I didn't catch it all there, but you came in there just as mine unkeyed there. Go ahead. Got it that time. Kilo 1, Alpha Lima Radio, Whiskey 0, Charlie Juliet Victor. The name here is Gary, Golf Alpha Radio Yankee. I'm located out here in Fort Collins, Colorado, about 60 miles directly north of Denver. Back to you, K1, Alpha Lima Radio, Whiskey 0, Charlie Juliet Victor. Oh, how'd you end up there? How you doing today? Not bad, Ben. You're in Fort Collins over there on Heath Ridge. I know about where you're at. Very, very good. How long you been here? Go ahead. A little bit of everywhere. But very glad to meet you and say hello to you. I'm over here by Rocky Mountain High School, just south of the school, about a block. Go ahead. Yeah, I know about where you're at. I do a lot of driving around town here, delivering stuff and picking up stuff, so I know pretty much the area. I knew this town pretty well. Very, very good. What kind of equipment you got? Okay, very good. Well, it's doing a good job for you. I'm running here Yaesu 3000, a Mosley tri-bander in the backyard up about 40 feet. Like say you drive down Shields going south past the high school there, you'll see the beam on the right there. Go ahead. Okay, I know where you're talking about. All right, very good. I'm very good. How long have you been licensed? Okay, very good. I see that you didn't have many contacts there. You get on HF a lot, or what do you like doing? Go ahead. And the band's open kind of sporadic right now. It's like going in one direction. The gentleman I just got done talking to you, he was out there on the East Coast, and it was kind of amazing. Pretty much a pipeline to him. He was a good solid F8 there on the meter, doing good, had no problem at all. And then turn around and be able to talk to the West Coast too. It's coming in good there too. So it just depends. But it's not the whole Eastern coast. It's always just pinpoint little spots here and there. When the band's not the way it is right now, it's just here and there and a miss. Go ahead. I sat here in the afternoon just for the fun of it. See if I can work every state up and down the coast of the East Coast. I've done it many times. I do the same thing to West Coast, but smaller, you know, only three really to get there. But it's fun to do that just to see if you can do it. I've been licensed since 89 and enjoy the heck out of it. I have a lot of fun with it. You mostly just chase DX and like to race you with somebody and get to know them. Go ahead. Yeah, I worked Norway this morning, just real quick. He was down on 15 meter band, so I went down there and signposted on DX ClusterNet, so I went and checked that out. And I could hear him pretty good. It was F7 coming in, so I turned around the beam around a little bit when I can turn anyway and talked to him. So, got to do some work on my beam. I'm still repairing everything from the big windstorm we had the other day. Go ahead, a month ago. Yep, I've lived here 66 years. Came out here when I was like 10 years old and been here since then, and I've never seen, same thing, I've never seen it this dry and no, hardly any snow at all, about 11 inches of snow is all we got here in Fort Collins, so it is a strange one. Go ahead. They really don't know. You go back and look in some of the, you know, in the records and stuff, they had some pretty dry winters too back then too. So way back before you and me even knew about them. It's kind of strange there. So it's nothing really, just unusual, period. Go ahead. I remember that one real well. Go ahead. Yeah. My work, I was out there shoveling snow, and I had to be at work at 7 in the morning. I was shoveling away, and I got out my driveway pretty well dug out, and I was ready to take off, and I got stuck at the bottom of my driveway. I just sat there and started digging it out, and pretty soon the wife popped her head out the door and yells at me and told me that the council worked. And I go, yeah, that's the smartest thing they could do. And I spent probably the next another hour digging it back out so I could get it back in the garage. Go ahead. Yeah, I just spent the rest of the day sitting in the house watching it. Watching everybody else try to drive down the street or try to get out in the neighborhood, and they weren't doing too good. We have to go about two blocks to get out to one of the main roads there, so it was a little bit of a rough time getting around. Go ahead. Okay, very, very good. Yeah, it's kind of interesting, that's for sure, so. You just do everything out of your mobile, or you got something set up your house, or what do you do? Just go ahead. That I can understand. The only reason we're in our house is because we bought it back in, 82 or so we bought it. Back then it wasn't so bad. Nowadays the price is just outrageous. My daughter, she had a condo over on Overland Trail there. She bought it and made some very good money and turned around and sold it and moved over to Severance where she's at now. got a nice house over there. That's how she could afford it. Just kind of hard to do, that's for sure. I'm very, very lucky where I'm at. We almost had we bought this house. It was partially done, and the people that were having it built for end up getting transferred back down to Denver. So he backed out of the deal, and we just happened to be in the right place at the right time. So he still got to pick quite a bit of stuff for it, but it was brand new back then. But we were going to have one built probably about two blocks from where we're at now. That was in the HOA area. I kept asking for the rules and from the builder, and he kept saying, oh, I'll get them for you. And when it came down time to sign, I told him as simple as that, I'm not signing unless I see those rules. And he's got them out in his truck. He went and got them out. His briefcase came in, and, oh, he doesn't say anything. And he's flipping through it, and he goes, doesn't say anything about antennas and stuff, but can I see it? He hands it to me, and the second page, I found it from the content, and I said, went right to the page that said, nothing over 8 feet above the rooftop. Go ahead.